This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Never taking a day off is Hunter Henry, the New England Patriots, who just clinched the AFC East. Hunter, thank you so much for holding on and joining us. I know you were waiting through those commercials. Don't worry, we're not going to hit you with the surprise question of the week. This is Megan. I just wanted to start. Congrats on the victory over the Jets yesterday and clinching the division. Patriots shared a video of you guys on the bus, learning that you clinched the division, watching the end of that game. What was it like waiting to see how that was going to play out for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think we were all just watching the game, as fans, and also just, you know, obviously implications on the line. And obviously we still had control of things. And you know, we were focused on this week and, you know, what Miami presents for us. But always good to, you know, have a chance to win the division and to see that live and to be with everybody too. I think like on the trip home was pretty special.
Hunter, you came here in 2021. You guys made the playoffs that season, then had three losing seasons after that, a couple different head coaches. Now you're back to a winning season, a playoff berth, AFC East Championship. From your perspective, being here through all that, what's been the biggest factor or factors in that turnaround?
I just think I can speak on this year, man. And I just feel like we have a great locker room. Starts with that. And guys that just love playing for each other, love coming to work, love, you know, going through the grind together. It's a lot of unselfish guys, a lot of guys that just want to do what's best for the team and, just playing together. And I think also, you know, Braves just brings a great energy to this team, and we're fired up to play for him. He brings an accountability, a level, a standard that you got to play to. And, it's just a lot of fun to be in this building and be here.
So I don't know if you're aware or not, but you set a single season career high in receiving yards with your receptions yesterday. How aware are you of those stats as the season goes along for yourself individually with how many years you've been in the league?
obviously you pay attention to it. It's always a blessing to be able to continue to produce, even with, you know, the more years you put in this. I feel like I still have a lot to prove, honestly, and still feel like I'm getting better and still feel like I'm trying to get better and improve. And I feel like there's a lot of ways I can. So that's the beauty of it. You never have this game figured out, and just always trying to get better.
And Hunter, you saw Drake May come in as a rookie last year, develop along the way in his development this year. Now he's an MVP candidate, leading your team to a division championship. What have you seen kind of in the growth of him, even just from July to right now?
Just leadership, confidence, commands of the offense. I mean, you know, this is a new scheme, new offense, and I feel like he's really taken ownership in it and command of it. And, he's just playing at a high level. It's a lot of fun to, you know, fly around and make plays with him.
You guys have one game left against the Dolphins, and then it's on to the playoffs. As you look down the stretch, like you got this one game left, and then it's really resetting for almost another season with the playoffs. How do you keep yourselves energized? It's such a long season, and you guys play such a physical brand of the game.
Yeah, I mean, you just look at it like how we all have all year. I mean, it's just we got another game ahead of us, and not looking at too far in advance, but just what we have in front of us, and that's the Dolphins this week, and that's all we can focus on.
We're talking with Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. And Hunter, following up on that, there is a possibility you guys could get the number one seed if Denver loses this week and you guys beat Miami. I know your focus is on Miami. Do you pay any attention at all to Denver and trying to get the number one seed and, you know, hope for the number one seed, or is that really not on your radar?
I mean, yeah, of course you would love the number one seed. I mean, yeah, we would all, who doesn't want the number one seed, right, in a bye week? But we just got to take care of what we got to take care of, obviously. Which, you know, you can't look back on things and wish you would have done things differently. But, you know, we just got to focus on what we can. And wherever the, you know, cards fall, you just got to attack it that way.
Due to some of the injuries yesterday, Efton Chisholm got some opportunities on offense, and he scored his first NFL touchdown. The entire team looked so excited, and Mike Vrabel had a big hug for him after the game. What has that guy been like behind the scenes from all the way back in minicamp trying to make the roster to catching his first touchdown yesterday?
Yeah, it's just a testament of hard work, dedication. Just a guy that, you know, does whatever the team needs and just continue to get better and improve. And that's what this league is. The league is about opportunity. And he got a big opportunity yesterday and took full advantage of it. And, pretty cool to see.
And with that win yesterday, you guys are undefeated on the road this season. That's a unique thing to be able to do, Hunter. Is there anything in particular that you think helped you guys go undefeated on the road? Or was it just kind of each individual game coming together?
Yeah, I'd say just each individual game coming together. You know, not looking at the big picture, just attacking each week. And, you know, we're able to string together some big wins. And it's hard to win on the road. And to be able to do it eight times and not lose, it's pretty special.
Hunter, we are smack dab in the middle of the holiday season. What are the odds that you stay up till midnight on New Year's Eve this week?
odds are very low.
Odds are low. John, you got one more over
Well,
here?
Any New Year's resolutions for you, Hunter, or you don't care about that?
I'll have some New Year's resolutions. I usually kind of keep those to myself. Me and my wife probably have some, but yeah, I'm digging to that. Love kind of set some resolutions and some things for the 2026.
Great. All right. Well, Hunter Henry, congrats again on clinching the division. Going perfect on the road. A lot to celebrate, and hopefully a lot more to celebrate on the horizon in the new year.
Thank you. Yes. Appreciate it.
Have a great one, Hunter. Hunter Henry of the New England Patriots.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.